We're holding the sugya of Purim. We want to be masbid this year to understand the inyanim of a little bit of Purim on both sides. A sugya amuka baruchad ma'oid. Parshas Tetzaveh starts with the union of the Big Day Kahuna. It talks about the Big Day Kahuna, l'kavod l'sifores. You have to understand the very interesting sachar, but it's the union dafke, the Big Day Kahuna. What's the union dafke, the Big Day Kahuna? If I can't, normally, b'derech klal, we come in to serve Hashem with the most pashtus. Avada, we should be neat, we should be clean. But the pashtos in here, the covered Luciferus. Zohar es asher asol lecho amolek baderech b'tzeischo v'mitzroyim. This week's pashtos, Zohar mitzvah d'oraisa, to remember our dinner of amolek. Asher korcho baderech. The taino on amolek was asher korcho. Many different pshat, Rashi brings three different pshat, and we want to understand the Asher Korcho. Purim Rabbi Yisai is a Moed Giyontif. Now Rizal, Yom Kippurim. You have to understand the Doim, it's not just a Dimyon, there's a Shaykhus, or Gemaldik a Shaykhus with the Yisoid of Purim. And Yom Kippurim Rabbi Yisai. But Lamaisa, whatever it is, Yom Kippurim, Purim is a Mo Yom from tremendous, tremendous. Not Shaykh to talk about Rabbi Yisai. Not Shaykh to talk about Yom Kippurim and the Fakir, because it's so Milodic, the Yetzirah gets in. Fakir, the Yetzirah gets in and he makes it into a Purim spiel. Instead of what Purim is really about, Rabbi Yisai. Avada. Chayavish lepsumi bepuriyah. I want to talk what the yisoid of that mitzvah is. The person, one of the most shverest halachas. Whatever we're going to say about the shverest halachas in whole Shulchan Aruch. Chayavish lepsumi bepuriyah. The bi halacha already asks v'imtoima heyach yichayvu chazal mashaniske b'toyim neviim bekam hashichros lemichsil gadol. How could Chazal come along and tell us to do something that in all of Tanakh? Noach gets drunk. Paran, remember the Paran shmuz? Running down naked down Paran. We had that shmuz. Right? Better to run that. We had that. It's better. The Rambam writes. So Lorzo says the Rambam. The Aruch HaSadim quotes him. That a person who wants to get drunk, if he wants to think about getting drunk, he should think of being mevazen himself in a much more simpler way. Much more leichter way. Much less chomer. Take off your clothes and streak in the streets. That's what he tells us, what Rambam says. It's much more of a lesser, it's much less of a bizoyim. A person, and here Chazal say, Chayev is not stam shichris, Rabbi Yisai. Nishtam shichris. Shichris shaloit, Rabbi Yisai. The Chazal talk about loit, and Shem Yirachay, shichris shaloit. Mamish, go wasted. The guy doesn't know the difference. Okay, the pshatim, gematria, the poshim pshat. You gotta get mamish. Toit shikr. Shelo yoda bin orlo happy. The level of that shikr is unbelievable. And Avada the Ramah says that the right way to do it today is to drink a little bit more. For me, I'll tell about here. But drink a little more, yes, more than you normally drink on a regular day. And you go to sleep. But Lamais, we have to understand the halacha. Maybe we can understand the halacha. Maybe we could come to maybe mekayim the halacha in a little bit of a chayav inish, but again, with the right intention. Rabbi, the Gemara says in Megillah Yud Beis, Shalu Talmidov is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Mipnai Ma Nischaivu, so in there, so Yisrael, which means Klai Yisrael, Kloya Ba'oisador. Why would they have to be destroyed? Not Stam destroyed, destroyed men, women, and children, to be Shinoi Zeich of Klai Yisrael. So Zokter Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Imru Atem, maybe you have a suggestion. Mechai the Talmidim, Shenenu, Nisudasoi, Shaloi Sarosha, they were Nenu for the Suda of Achashverosh. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Im Kain, B'shushan, so the Gemara, no. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ela, Shnishtach of the Tzelem, B'mei Achashverosh, B'mei Nebuchadnezzar. The Maisa, some learned that the Pshad is that it wasn't, their territory wasn't Nidcha Legarmi, that's why we have a Shushan Purim. Taka Shushan had to have an extra day because they needed tshuva on their Aveira of Nena Misunis Achashverosh also. And the Shaila, the Farshim will ask, will say, what is the Avla of Nenu Misuda Shachashvevish? So the Maisa, there's a Midrashim that say that there was tarifus there, there was non-kosher food. There's a Nevelis and Trafis. There's a Medrash, I say. But the Maisa, we know, a lot of people learn Megillah now, they learn the Gemara in Yud Beis, La Asois Kirtsoin Ish V'ish. Achashverosh made this party, but so we have to understand Achashverosh had a very big inferiority complex. He was a stable master. He didn't come from any yichus. He was a stable master. And he had a big inferiority complex. And that's why he made the Suda, the side ponona, he made the Suda to get in good with everybody. He wanted to, like a person has an inferiority complex, he likes that people should, you know, he wants people to like him. So he made a suda for the people out of Shushan, people in Shushan, the Shah of the Tipe, the Kibikeh, which we made for first, but whatever. But Maisi made the suda to be popular. So it's Mustaba that if that was the suda, so the point of the suda was that everybody should enjoy themselves. So the Maisa, and therefore it says, he said the suda, he brought wine, Lazarus, Kirtzon, Ish, V'ish. Zok, who's Kirtzon, Ish, V'ish? Zok the Gemara Yud Beis, like Omar Rav Lassos Ketzon Mordechai VeHaman, Heim Hoyu Sorry Hamashkin B'Mishte. Zok Rashi, the bartenders at the Suda was Haman and Mordechai was there. But said, I don't believe there was any less than seven different Hechsherim at the Suda. The Badats from Shushan, the Badats from Renana, the chief rabbi of Iran, and Iraq, and Mustafa, everybody was gave a hashkach on that suda of Bosa. So, what's the pshat? They were punished in the enemy suda of Hashkach. So we had different. We went this year, Rosh, we came to a new avon in the sugya Bosa. Tremendous avon in the sugya Bosa Shemiz Baruch, and we want to maybe mazba zay. The Maisa, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peches 88a, the Gemara says that Purim is an unbelievable day. Purim is a Yom of Torah, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not saying because I'm Rosh Hashiva, he has to put it in there somehow. Purim is a Yom of Torah, you got to get it in there, something about Torah and Purim. Rabbi Yisai says it's not my, let's hold up my hands, it's my night of Rosh Hashiva, it's getting. Gemara says it. Gemara says that if not for Purim, today we'd be sitting here, we wouldn't have a real Kabbalah Satorah. Because the Kabbalah Satorah says Sinai was a Kabbalah Satorah that was coerced. It was forced with a mountain on their heads. Hashem was Kofa Aleim Harki Gigis, and he told, if you want the Torah, Mutav Im Lav Sham Tek Furas. Until Purim came around, and the Mekabal Torah Mechadosh, Zok to Rashi, Shabbos Peches, unbelievable Rashi. The love of this neis. From the time of Sinai till this time, this was the only neis that took place. For us, epis, this neis brought them to this tremendous law, want to be kabbal Torah. So we want to bring Masbir, but say a very big yisoid. The Gemara says in Tainus 29a, Kishem shemishinichnas av mematim b'simcha, kach mishinichnas adam marbin b'simcha. Seder is a time that we have to marbin b'simcha. We have to be happy, but we're not stand be happy. For what? What's the happiness about? Zok Rashi, kindness, chof tesam and alf at the bottom. Yimei nisim heim, purim u'pesach. Yimei nisim heim, purim u'pesach. There are days of nes, purim u'pesach. Stam is a deep otzim in the Rashi, that Ma'am simply continues about the intechoidish nishan, refer to Chorin Rashi against Kach and the Dark, the Elio Rabba. You continue drinking into Purim. When you come back, tell your parents, the Shiva said, Ma'am simply continues now. So Lamaisa, we can still continue to drink. But no, Lamaisa, Sarah Shaldova, that's the Ma'am Basimcha. Oh. So what's the Pshat? You may need some hay. So Stam, we look at Purim as an ace. And other than there were other Nisim, and Nisim is a time, obviously, of Ava, Hashem's Kirva, but there was something Yuchud about the Nes of Purim Rebbeis that we want to go into Rebbeis. Do you saw it over here as Meiridik? The Meisa state, and we say it, V'nahafuchu, the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, V'nahafuchu. By Purim, the nes was not only that Hashem saved us. The yesod of the nes of Purim was v'nahafoichu, that there was a total switch around from the matzav that we were in to the matzav that came about. V'nahafoichu. It's not just the nes, it's the v'nahafoichu. We want to ask like this. Be'etzem, Rabbi Yisai, we want to say like this, that we have to understand that Suda that Achashverosh made was not Stam, a Suda Stam to give him popularity. There was another Indian in that. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Yeralf and Mitbeis that Achashverosh made a Cheshbon for the time that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be redeemed and leave from Golos Bavel. They went to Golos Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem promised that in 70 years they would be redeemed. Achashverosh, through all this melech, Achashverosh made a cheshbon, and he realized this is the real cheshbon. And what did he do? He took out the kelim. He came out at the party and he brought out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that the guy can continue eating his kosher hamburger when he sees the candy, that itself is a problem. That's what Bleib Chasmas Mahalach, why that was a chasron of Nenem Yisrael, but I want to say another tifat the hair over here. The Nenem Yisrael HaShveirosh was much worse. And the reason for that was because the Etzem Suda was not some celebration, a party. The party was to celebrate the end of the end of a being called a Jew. The end of the Jewish civilization. The end of the Ummah called Yisrael. Achashverosh was celebrating. This is it. He wouldn't have the audacity to put on the big day Kohen Gadol with the Shmoyne Begadim unless he thought that he was Mechashbin right. So he was now celebrating this is going to be the end of the Jewish civilization. There's not going to be no phone called as a Yehudi, as a Jew. There might be people who had ancestors that were Jewish, but just like the Mayas in Brazil and all those civilizations, the Roman Empire, this empire, Jewish is still going out. And Klal Yisrael, I want to kind of knew about this. They might have been scared. They went and they stempled. They came to that Suda and they had a no, it was mean they gave Haskama to this Yisoid. This is the end of Yahadus, the end of Yahadus, of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. We're being stempling this Yisoid by being there and being Nena from that Suda was a stample on this Yisoid. So Rabbi Isai, Meaning to say that the Yidin came to the Suda and they did something that Yid should never do, Rabbi Yisai. They were miyayish. They gave up hope. It's over. We're never going back. He's taking out the Kalim, the Meshukits. He's bringing out the Kalim, parading with the Kalim. The Bereshim didn't redeem us. The 70 years are up. It's time to call it quits and get accustomed to be Babylonians. Forget about Judaism. That's what it looked to the naked eye. Jews sitting around eating hamburgers and French fries while the Kalim are being paraded in front of them, while there's a celebration of the end that God is not going to redeem them. They're here for good. What was really taking place, though, Rabbi Yisai? What was really taking place? What was the oimek going on, Rabbi Yisai? You know what's going on in Shemayim, Rabbi Yisai? The whole Megillah, Rabbi Yisai, someone has to write a pirush on this. The ganze Megillah, Rabbi Yisai, is v'nahafu. What we saw as the end, well, look to the naked eye, to the eye that sees, to the mind that understands, what looked like end was v'nahafu. It was really the hachana for the beginning, for the salvation. Zokt Chazal, Haman prepared a gallows. He prepared the gallows to hang Mordechai the Yehudi, the last Jew, who's still not bowing, the last Jew who's holding out. He's going to go on those gallows. Say Chazal, Loi Heichin. Asher Heichin Loi, Loi Heichin. Those gallows, when Ahafachu, he hung on those exact gallows. Says the Gra, when Chavid, at that moment, says the Gra, at that moment, when Achashverosh was so upset, he sees Haman lying on the bed. Hagam lichvosh zamal kiimi baboyis. He went out to the fields, the Mara says, he saw they're cutting down trees. Malachim was cutting down trees. What are you doing? Haman told us to cut down trees. He's furious at Haman. But he also was behind the plot. And then he comes into the house and he sees him on the bed with his wife. What's going on here? But it wasn't enough. There's the tree. Can I ask everybody a question? How did they see the tree from such a far distance? You know why? Because Haman made it so hard because he wanted to show the world, I'm going to hang the last Jew. If he wouldn't have hung it so high, what did Achshverosh say about it? Klu alav! Put it on that tree. If he would have seen the tree, Gami Neo Eta Shewa saw the Mordechai, who said, talk good. At that moment, it was a split moment. Vigam Charvoina, we make a big deal. Vigam, Vigam, Chazula, Chazachola Toy. He was the right man at the right moment. At that exact moment, he Neho Eitz, he pointed to the Eitz. Achashverosh is burning man anyway, but he's my second in command. He, in the spur of the moment, but the king can't go back what he says. Clue or love. If it wouldn't have been that moment, but what's that tree? It was why? How did they see it? Then a halfichu. He prepared it the whole heart to hang the last Jew. Haman gets hung on that tree, Rabbi Yisai. Then a halfichu. Zok Toysus Megillah Yud Gimel Kesef Begematria Vineya Kesef. His Noshim Biyodcha. Do what you want. Kesef is Begematria AIDS. No one got that joke. Anyway. Eretz Masha 8. Sofer Shel Davar, what's Tosfos mean? Because that's the 8th thing about the Kesef that he gave was Gematria 8. And it was Nahafachu on him that he was Nitla. Those are the Amkas of Tosfos. Everything here was for Nahafachu. The opposite of what we would think. And that's the Avos HaNeses. We'll see in a minute, Rabbi Yisai. And hit me like a ton of bricks, Rabbi Yisai. They're going to the party. To everybody, this is the end. The end of the Jew. They're going to the party with the Shmoneh Begadim. Ahasuerus is walking down the aisle with the Shmoneh Begadim. Parading down. Holy, mamish, the stones on his chest. He probably had his chest was bare, probably also. And a taxi driver. But he had the cave on his chest. The ephod, with everything, with the mikvahs. Bare chested, with a cigarette in his mouth. With a cup of wine, walking with rain with the clothing. Okay, what can we do? He's the king, it's the end. Pass the ketchup. Heinz, of course, OU. What does it look to the naked eye, Rabbi Yisai? This is the end. What could be worse? They're in Persia, away from Eretz Yisrael. The Kalim are there, he's taking it out. He made the Cheshbon. He's not stupid. People before him made the Cheshbon, they were killed. He made stupid, he made a proper Cheshbon. Man, let's, if you can't, as they say in French, if you can't beat him, join him. What was really taking place, though, Rabbi Yisai? Ah, listen. Listen carefully. It hit me like unbelievable. What was really taking place? We saw, the people of Shushan saw destruction. They saw it's the end. You know what was taking place? With the planting the seed for the redemption at that party. You know why? Because when he brought out the Kalim, it was Nigzar that Vashti has to be killed. So the Gemara, Boaz sought and heard this Vashti, he brought out the Kalim. Vashti got killed. Who got in her place, Rabbi Yisai? Esther. Esther married Achashverosh. They had a son. Anybody know his name? Daryavish, the number two. He went along and built the next. He helped the Klal Yisrael to come back to build the next place. So at that party, that Lechoyer represented the end. It was really the plant and we had to do tshuva and everything, but the seed was there for Nahafish. But Klai Yisrael saw in retrospect the whole Zach, the whole Zach was for Nahafish, everything, even Achashverosh himself was a Hafach, he was Nahafish himself. Yet the Zach, the ganze Sibra, Rabbi Yisai, Haman's coming to tell Achashverosh. And Belayla, that night he's in the courtyard. What's he coming for? This should be the end of Mordechai. And what happens on that night? On that night when Haman's coming to tell him, tag him on the tree and that's going to be over. On that night, Belayla, Nadidosh, Nasamelech. The opposite is happening. Mordechai is becoming the hero. Shoishanas Yaakov, Sahala v'Samecha, Kiroshi Yaakov's Tcheles Mordechai. Mordechai goes out, Besus, he goes on the donkey and rides out Besus with Kovoid, Usif Ores. The opposite of Isai. The opposite. That's the Avos HaNes. When we saw that what we thought looked mummish terrible, the mummish the end. But we thought that the Baruch Shalom, it looks like so not shayich to any salvation, was really the redemption. We realized that the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing constantly, the nisim and Hashem, it's so beyond our scope, Rabbi Yisrael. It's beyond our scope. And we get so intoxicated with Avas and Neis. It's such amazing. When you see that the whole thing is mamish, Marespiel, the thing that you thought was mamish, the thing is the opposite. That makes a tremendous hashpah that the Baruch Hashem is running, but there's no one in charge but the Baruch Hashem. That you think that somebody's running the show, Asher Nahafachu, they want to show it by us. That day that Haman saw was the day in the Marachos, was the worst day for Klal Yisrael. It turned out to be the day of Yoshua, the greatest Yoshua. He saw a month of Adar, Yom Shemes by Moshe, Yom Shenivra by Moshe. What he saw, what the plan, what the whole Mahalach was rotten, was terrible, was destruction, was the end, was really the beginning. That's the Avos HaNes of Purim, boys. They're different from all the Nisim, the glorified Nisim, but this Nes was mamish, a 180. And this is, I believe, is the Emes to Gepshad, boys. Chayiv Inish Lipsumei B'Purya Adlo Yoda. What's the pshat of the mitzvah? You know what the pshat is? What's the pshat? Why? We had trouble. We maybe went because we saw it ra. The hainu, what stares us from understanding everything is the das. The das gets in the way of have happiness. The das gets in the way of understanding what's going on. Zokti b'erishta ampurim, mesalik the das. Throw away the das. The das is what gives us the problem. We look at it, can't be, this is no good. Logic. You have your logic, you know what's going on. There's a shlita of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have no shlita here. The chayav is the adlo yoda, is the mesalik the das. And what are you supposed to say? Baruch Haman! Huh? Maybe sugar? Baruch Haman, yeah. How do you know? Baruch Haman. The Gemara says, Haman was Zoicha, his grandchildren are learning B'nai Brak, Rabbi Yisrael. How many Rosh Hashiva's kids are learning B'nai Brak? So B'nai Brak, so Haman, Lomdu Torah B'nai Brak, Rabbi Yisrael. What's that, Pis? You go to Panavish today, you can get a chavrus with Haman's grandson. So after Gemara, and get it, B'nai Brak, what's Pshar, Rabbi Yisrael? The first one said, Haman brought us to Tshuva, G'dol Yisrael's to Ba'ad. What we think is honor, it's Baruch Haman. The guy has to lose his. You don't know what. You don't understand the mahalach here, Rabbi Yisrael. The shlitas hamoyach is because we want to be shoyled on the situation. Avar, we have to understand, but we have to understand that as much as we understand, we have no hasoga what's going on. That's Neis Purim. And that's why it's chayv adlo yoda. That's damn intoxicated. Get wasted. Remove the das, it's preventing from the emes of simcha. The simcha of Purim is the murdik of simcha because we remove the das and we stop thinking that we're in control. We realize that we're totally out of control. You have no control what's going on. What we think is good, could be everything is good, avada. What we think is bad, terrible. It's a terrible matzav here. It's mamish unbelievable, Rabbosai. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's the most unbelievable good thing. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, the great leader of Klal Yisrael in America, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov was a Rav of Tzevetan. His first shtela, after he learned in many great yeshivas, he became the Rav of Tzevetan, a very small town. Rabbi Yaakov was a very poor man. They couldn't pay him a big salary. There was 30 families in the whole Tzevetan. So Rabbi Yaakov, he managed to live for a few years, a bunch of years, but he had many chayvas, tremendous chayvas. He was so poor, the book says that when his son became a mitzvah, he took one of his old suits, he had two suits, his second suit, he took it and he cut it down to size, that his son could have a bar mitzvah suit. So that's why the rule in the covenant code was, after you learned for 10 years, well, a bunch of years, was you sent out to Europe, you sent out to America, you had to go raise money, and I guess you took some of the money for you, whatever, as a fundraiser. So Rabbi Yaakov was on the list to go out. That was one of his options. He didn't really want to go to America. He doesn't speak the language. Doesn't know what's going to be there. So his wife was davening, a very chashuv lady, his wife. She was davening and davening that she'd get a shtel. He sent out his resume in the mail. 2 weeks later, a few weeks later, maybe a month later, comes. They worried for a while. Nothing came. A few months later, comes a letter in the mail. A big town, a big city. The Rav was just nifta, and they heard about Rav Yaakov, and they want to take him for the shtela. In the house of Rav Yaakov that day, Rav Yaakov says, "La Yehudim hoyesa oira v'simcha v'sosa v'kor." His wife celebrating a big city, la parnosek. If he has a schoiv, he doesn't have to go to America. His wife was Saul of a samecha, family staying. Oh. 2 weeks later, they're back about to pack up to move to this big shtot, the big city, a famous position. A letter, an urgent letter comes in the mail. The brother-in-law of the deceased Rav came to the shtot, and the city talked it over. He was looking for the job. He didn't know he had already offered it to Rabbi Yaakov. And the city decided, because he was a brother-in-law, he's also very chashuv, they feel very bad to have to inform Rabbi Yaakov that the job is no longer available. On that day, in Rabbi Yaakov's house, was Tisha B'av, Eicha Yoshua Badod. He sat on his wife, didn't stop crying. She has to, Rav Yaakov has to go to America. That's it. A few weeks later, Rav Yaakov packed up. He said goodbye to his wife and children, got on a boat. They went to America. He went around a little bit. He ended up in Toronto.
in the Rav Grobart Shul in Toronto, and Lamaisa, he got the job 2 weeks before Milchemes Oilam Hashniyah, the Second World War. He sent for his family. They got on the last boat going out of Israel. Rabbi Yaakov says back, Shtal Tachfar, every person, that Rav and his family and all his inkins, and they were all killed out, the Rav got the job. Shtal Tachfar, if he would have got the job, Shtal Tachfar, if he would have been there. What we thought was Eicha Yoshua Vadod, and Shemaim, it was like Yehudim Haisa Oira. And what we thought was like Yehudim Haisa Oira could have been Eicha Yoshua Vadod. Because we don't understand, there's no Shlita. Else is good, Rabbi. It's all good, but we don't see it. We see like we get depressed, we get upset, we get frustrated. That's because we have, the das is in the way, Rabbi. There's a hefsek of das, and our das comes to the matzah. Yom Kippur, Rabbi, and Yom Kippur, we also get to our madrega. Now, Hashem, Hu Elokim, we end off. What's Hashem, Hu Elokim? Hashem is Rachamim, is Din. Din and Rachamim are the same. We end off Yom Kippur with that same Hasaga. We don't, Hatin is Racham, Rahu is Din. We don't understand it. That's the Hashvah, that's the connection between Purim and Kippurim, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Soy, but you have to come to that level, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Yishlatu, Ayehudim, Hema, B'Seineyam, to come to that Madrega on Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. Not just to get wasted, laying on the floor, swimming in your vomit. That's not the Tachas of Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. The Tachas of Purim is the Taka, to be Mestavik to the Bnei Yishlam and realize there's no Ra, it's all Toiv. What do we see? What could we understand? How could you think? Look at the Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther. Go think about the Megillas Esther and realize there is no more world we look. What Esther thought was the worst thing. She's hiding out. She gets taken in. She's hiding. What is she needed for? This is the Makar of Bracha. This is the Makar of Bracha. This is going to be bring about the Yeshua. What we think is mamish. Just the opposite of us. And that's the sort of the Simchas Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. That we don't have to worry. The Emunah or B'tochen, the Ibn Shalom, is so gross because we realize He's running the world, He loves us, He cares about us, and whatever thing that's going on, it's Al L'Toiva, command over the Lord of the time. It's all L'Toiva, Rabbi Yisrael. And there's nothing to worry about, nothing to think about, because whatever way you think, remove the Das. You're going to worry. Daiga, there's going to be Daigas. Lifsumi bepuria, lishtake b'yayin, not lishtake, ad lo yoda, take away the das, remove the das, make yourself mistabak with the courage, but without das, you know what's best in Baruch Hashem, everything is for the best, kalapoy shid yad, there's a pshitus of Baruch, there's a pshitus of the gashminis, in mishfat mafshid the gashmi, in gashmi it looks ra, that's poishit yad, it's a pshitus, you take it off, we're mafshit the guf, it's a pshitus of gashmias, kol poishit yad, noistin dem, noistin loy, it's a pshitus, you see the benevolence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's poishit yad, if you push it the yad, if you move the gashmi, then you see the ruchni, Hashem, who is midas ha'i, and midas ha'din, midas ha'rachman, who elokim, is midas ha'din, it's all one, there's only one evishto, shma yisrael, Hashem elokeinu, Hashem echad, it's one, it's all one, and that's the Yisod of Purim, and that's why Purim is not going to be vata lost at Lavoi, because what is lost at Lavoi? Zavti Gemara, Psachim Dav Nun. In this world, we make a bracha, Allah good, Shechianu, Toiv Ameitiv. On the bed, Dayan Emes, says Gemara Psachim Nun. And Zavti Gemara, in the next world, even on the bed, we make a bracha. What we make a bracha even on the bed? We make a bracha of Toiv Ameitiv. Effective tzlach. What do you mean even on the bed? In the next world, we make a broad toiv ameitiv. So if the tzlach, Hashem, the magid mi broad, the pshad is that in the next world, we're going to look down at us and see everything going on in this world. Yeah, the zach. We're going to see, it was toiv ma'oid. We looked at his ra. The Shmuel Berman wants an unbelievable vart. Says that Yitzchak became blind from the tears of the malachim. So after Chazal, they opened up the Shemaim, they saw Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, they started to cry, the tears went down. Rav Shmuel Berman, why do they have to open up the Shemaim? Because if they would have looked from Shemaim, they wouldn't have been crying. Only they looked from Oretz, that's where they were crying, the Malachim. They would have looked from Shemaim, there would have been no crying. There would be only Simcha. But they looked from Oretz. Why? Because the Aruch Chaim brings from the Zohar, that when Avram was going to Shecht, Yitzchak, Yitzhak, whatever it means, about say I'm not a baki in Kabbalah, but it says Yitzhak had a neshama of a nukva. He had a neshama of a woman. And he couldn't have children. So Avram was taking it, according to many Mefarshim, he shechted him, his neshama went up, he came down a new neshama, says Dor HaChaim, neshama of a zacher. So what to the naked eye was, this is the end of the progeny of Tav Yavram. That's it. There's no more Avram. The great Avram, Hashem is destroying him. What is he doing to his loved one? He's going to shecht him. What was really taking place? The Yeshua, the continuation of the progeny of Tav Yavram, the continuation of the Doris, he got a Neshama Zacha. He was taking out the Nekeva. He was taking out the Nekeva. It could be that. I once want to say maybe that's Kipshat. Sarah heard, Rashi says, Sarah died once he heard Kimat Lo Nishchat. Veshver Rashi, Kimat Lo Nishchat. He was almost not shechted. Kipshat is beautiful. Because if he wouldn't have been shechted, she was worried it would be Kimat Lo Nishchat, Rashi says. Veshver Rashi, look at the beginning of Chayesorah. Kimat Lo Nishchat. So why would Jehovah go on because of that? Fidus Arachai was beautiful. He heard Kimat Shaloi Nishchat. It was almost going to be, he wasn't going to be Nishchat. At the end he was Nishchat, Baruch Hashem. But she heard him almost was going to be Nishchat. If he would have been Nishchat, he would have continued with the Nekeva. Meila, Val Gepshad and Rashi. But the Maisa, Soyva Shal Dor Rabosai. This is the Yisod of Purim Rabosai. Hashem had Purei Purim, his poor. His poor with the Umu of the Abdom. That was the worst. Nepach, the Pureinu. That's Purim Rabosai. And that's Asad Lavoi. That's why Purim Vaynifta Asad Lavoi, because Asad Lavoi is the Madrega where everything will see the MS, that it's all good, it's all toiv, it's all love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Korchu Baderach, they were trying to make Leitzonis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Netzra, but he came around and he turned it on their face. That's the joke, the Leitzonis that we do to Amog, to wipe them out, to realize that it's all toiv. And Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, if we get into Purim in the right way, we prepare in the right way, and we work on our midah called Gamzu L'Toiva, to realize that Kodesh Baruch who's running the world, Hashem Hu Elokim, then Be'ez Hashem, when we drink on Purim, when we get into the Yom of Purim, and we realize that Yisod of Purim, everything that's going on in Purim, Rabbi said, it's V'nahafeichu, the Baruch is running the show, Asher Yishlutu Hayudim Heimah B'Sodeim, they would show it Hafuch, it's Hafuch Al Hafuch, the Baruch is in charge. Take away your das. Don't think how what this is, what's going to be here. Rely on the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, and that will bring about the tremendous hiskalvus of Purim Rabbis, the tremendous hiskalvus, the miskalvus, to that madrega of the Asid Lavoi, of Hashem Hu Elokim, of the madrega of Kol Man, of the madrega of Atoyi Vahmeitiv, and we'll be Zirchav Eze Hashem Bekorv to celebrate that hiskalvus. B'mehir of Yomenu Amen.